You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to From Beneath the Hollywood Sign. If you love old movies, Hollywood history, or the golden age of filmmaking, you've come to the right place. This is the podcast that talks about amazing stories of Tinseltown from another era and fascinating conversations with writer-producer Steve Kubine and actress-writer Nan McNamara.
So, Steve, did Ava Gardner and Howard Hughes have a good relationship?
Well, they did, until he dislocated her jaw.
What?
Well, don't worry. She hit him back with an ashtray.
From Beneath the Hollywood Sign is the gin joint for you.
Recorded in Chicago, Illinois, with your hosts, Ken, Matt, Neil, and Jeff. This is Triviality.
Hello, and welcome to Triviality, the game where lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge. My name is Neil. I'm here with Jeff and Ken. How are you?
Feeling pretty good. How are you feeling, Neil?
I'm feeling pretty good. Ken is in a different spot on the table.
Is it throwing you off?
It is throwing me off because normally I just look straight and you're right there.
If you'd like, we can switch spots, but...
No, that's okay. I mean, we have some new equipment. It's exciting and we're all in different spots. We're wearing tank tops and shorts.
Yeah, you tried to pipe in the music live this time, huh?
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, I think, you know, us being drummers, I was able to kind of, you know, have one part of my brain doing something and the other part doing another thing. So
right. It
worked out. But Matt was glaring at us over in LA. How are you doing today, Matt?
Oh, I'm doing great. Under a lot of stress from work, so much that I cannot possibly answer a trivia question today. So I am sitting out.
All right.
I'm too tired, too worn out.
That's okay. So hopefully we won't catch you, pulling some Z's over there. But we do have two very special guests with us today to make up for Matt. We're going to start first with our contestant. It is her birthday today, which is super exciting. So happy birthday to Lydia D'Agostino from Massachusetts. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm great. Doing well in snowy Massachusetts today.
And is it like a crazy blizzard? I know we've had just, 12, 15 inches, just crazy amounts of snow. Are you able to get around?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad today. We've had, it's been snowing like every other day for 3 weeks, I think, but it's not a lot at once.
Oh, good. So it's not day after tomorrow levels yet.
No, not yet.
And why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So I am an infectious diseases pharmacist. So I've definitely had an interesting year, to say the least. And I've lived in Massachusetts my whole life.
And thank you for the service that you're providing. We appreciate having, smart people like you on the good side of things.
Appreciate that.
Have there been any new infectious diseases lately? I haven't kept up with the news.
I was going to say, how apropos.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe just one.
Well, hopefully, maybe universe for Lydia's birthday, maybe we just eradicate it. Why not? Just right away.
This is what I'm saying. That was my one birthday wish.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll make it come true. Lydia is going to be playing today with Ken on a team. And I believe you said it'll be birthday related, Ken?
Yeah, we're going to be the birthday squad.
All right. The birthday squad, the not as successful spinoff of Monster Squad, but still fun. And our special guest host today is coming to us from Kansas City. And just one more in a great line of counsel for our show. We have the largest legal team ever assembled for a podcast, and that is Brian Israel. How are you, Brian?
What is up, Neil? I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. I apologize. We're taking you away from The Bachelor, but I said before we started recording that we are lucky that you are giving us your rose.
There's a joke somewhere in there.
pretty late in the season too, so he's really making a sacrifice for us.
Yeah, it's hometowns. I left right after somebody was skydiving, and Chris Harrison said it was going to be the most dramatic landing ever. So,
I'm sure.
Well, we said you were a counsel, but why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so my name's Brian Israel. I'm just giving you my whole name so you could Facebook stalk me. I am from Kansas City. Have grown up here. came back here pretty recently, and I do some law.
All right. So you are the Judge Dredd, I suppose. Well, maybe not the judge, but you're up there with Sly.
I'm like a counsel Dredd.
Okay.
Of counsel.
That makes sense. I like it. Well, we're super excited that you wrote a game for us today. And just a big thank you to Lydia and Brian for being Patreon supporters. Means a lot. This is our first episode. We're recording on some new equipment that we're working out the kinks of right now. And we're just super appreciative of everyone who supports the show. And if you'd like to join Brian and Lydia, you can go to patreon.com/trivialitypodcast.
Neil, can I just say, watching you on this new equipment with the video reminds me of watching Howard Stern on E at like 2 a.m.
I was thinking he kind of looked like a DJ.
Do I? Well, I think if I was a DJ, it would be, something like.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to 104.7.
We're not doing this, Neil. You got to control yourself with this new piece of equipment.
Yeah, I know.
Speaking of DJs, RIP Daft Punk.
That's true.
The guys are still alive, but the band is over.
Even still, in my journal, I will have the same entry that Teddy Roosevelt had the day his wife and mother died, and the light has gone out of my life.
So. Because of Daft Punk.
And that was the first time they ever took off their masks, correct?
I think so.
Okay.
Their teeth were awful.
I'm sure they could never brush them. They would just get to, you know, Windex the front of their masks. So. Well, thank you, Brian, for the compliment. We're super excited to play today, but before we do that, we have to throw it to the rules guy, so let's see what he's doing today.
The rules of the game are simple. 20 questions split into two rounds worth 10 points apiece. At halftime, there'll be a special swing round designed by this week's host. After regulation, players will enter the final round with the points that they've accumulated and will have a chance to wager 0 to 30 points on 5 categorized questions. At the end of the game, someone will be named the cream of the crop.
I am the cream.
So you piped in radio noise just so you could do that DJ impression, but you don't have the rules guy recorded?
Not yet. No, we just opened this thing yesterday. So we'll.
Neil, control yourself.
We'll get it going.
You're going to have to put it on the other side of the table. I'm sorry, Neil. You can't be in front of the.
All right. Oh. Well, now that we have the rules, let's toss it back over to Brian. Get this game rolling.
All right. So we're just going to go to question one. On the hit show The League, Christopher Benjamin MacArthur is also known by what ridiculous name that shares the same initials, CB? Hint, Uncle Taco helped name him.
Oh,
I thought it was Taco.
Have you watched the show? I've actually never seen it.
I've seen the whole thing. Little baby CB. Hold on. Let me think about it.
All right, because the only thing I've ever seen of this show was I saw a clip on YouTube of when they were talking about Jay Cutler and like his kid or something like little like cutlets maybe. Is that
the little cutlets.
Yeah.
This is actually my favorite show, so absolutely know this answer.
All right, so we're locking in with Lydia's answer.
Oh, now the pressure's on us, Jeff. I don't know. I can't help you. So is it like a sports related thing or?
No, I think it's like Chalupa.
Chalupa Boy?
No, I think it's like Chalupa Baby or whatever, because that like Taco Chalupa.
I'm pretty sure
that's right.
Okay, I like that. Do you want to go Chalupa Boy?
I think it's Chalupa Baby
or Chalupa Baby.
I don't know.
No, that's better. Let's go Chalupa Baby officially.
Okay. Locking it in.
All right, Lydia.
That would be Chalupa Batman.
Chalupa Batman.
Yeah, the correct answer is Chalupa Batman. Damn. I almost took a spit take when you said Chalupa Baby with so much conviction.
Mm-hmm. It's factually correct. He was a Chalupa Baby. So
it's such a shame because my distaste for football slightly outweighs my love for all the cast of that show except for the 9/11 liar guy.
Oh, yes. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Speaking of fast food products, it is a no-brainer that the number one fast food chain in the world is McDonald's. What is the second-ranked restaurant? And a bonus 5 points if you can name the third, but only if you get the second one right. Relevant information is accrued using a combination of public company financial filings, direct operator surveying, franchise disclosure documents, and proprietary valuation algorithms.
Got it.
Okay, Lydia, we recently had something like this on an episode that we recorded, and it actually ranked the restaurants in order, and I'm not sure what the ranking was, but it was McDonald's, Starbucks, Chick-fil-A, and then Subway. So I think we should say Starbucks and then Chick-fil-A as the bonus.
I actually think the fourth one you're thinking of is Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah, it was Taco Bell. But that's okay, because the fourth one wasn't involved in the question, so...
We also said number two is Starbucks and number three is Chick-fil-A.
Starbucks and Chick-fil-A are both correct. I did not account for Jeff adding more information than was needed, but I should have guessed that was coming up. I don't know what number four is.
It is Taco Bell. He was right. I was wrong as usual.
Well, we had guessed Subway.
I guessed Subway, yeah.
And we get some extra bonus points on that one?
That's right. Both of you guys get an extra 5 bonus points.
Okay.
Taco Bell. My favorite Yum brand.
I think Brian is
for dinner today.
Brian is tricking us. I think this whole game is Taco Bell themed.
You know what? I'm okay with that.
That is the end of the taco streak in this game. Number three, what lake is highest in altitude, lying 12,500 feet above sea level?
All right. Do you have any idea on this one? I'm not so good at geography.
I was just about to say that geography is not my strong suit, so...
Shall we say... Oh, you know what? It could be...
Titicaca, just because I like the name.
That's what I was going to say, actually. Lake Titicaca, I think we'll lock in with.
Let's roll with it.
Yeah, I think the reason it's supposed to be famous is for this. We said Lake Titicaca.
It is Titicaca.
Now, how do you spell that? No, I'm just kidding.
I think we're learning a lot about Brian tonight, and I appreciate it.
If you thought you've learned about me before, let's go to question number four.
He's 13 years old on the inside.
Oh, you just wait. Also known, or number four, also known as olecranal skin, the weenus is a slang term for the skin on what part of the body?
We will lock in.
Yeah, Lydia, I think it's this on your elbow.
I would agree.
Yep, Ken touches my weenus every time we see each other.
Well, you have to say socially distance. It's so that you don't touch hands.
Exactly. That's we do like the elbow bump.
Weenus. It's a weenus to weenus connection.
And we're saying the elbow.
It is the skin on the loose skin on the elbow.
What's the name of the band that sings "I'm Just a Teenage"?
Weedus.
Weedus. Okay, I couldn't remember. That's what it made me think of.
Oh, teenage dirtbag.
Well, you don't have teenage dirtbag on the soundboard, Neil?
I should. I actually have the engine of an iRock, though, but that's not going to help us at all.
All right. Moving on. Question number five. Within 10, how many complete games did Cy Young pitch?
Neil, I'm fine with that.
Okay. I mean, we know he's the best, or regarded as one of the best pitchers of all time because of the trophy named after him, or the feat, but are you okay with this number?
Sure.
Okay, we are locked in.
All right, so are you a baseball fan?
Oh, nope.
Okay, so I think baseball has over 100 games a season, maybe like 120 or so, but I'm not sure the exact number. He's an older pitcher, and I know they used to just like throw guys out for full games. Now they trade their pitchers out. So I assume he was mostly pitching full games. So let's say 15-year career or so. That's a little low, actually. But let's say 1,500.
Okay. So he's going with 1,500, right?
Yep.
We thought maybe it was a trick, and even though Cy Young was great, we said that he never actually did pitch a complete game, so we went zero.
Somewhere between zero and 1500 is the exact middle, 749.
Ooh.
Wow. We were so close.
So close.
Well, speaking of close, the scores are very close right now after 5 questions. It looks like team, what did we say it was? Snow Slippers?
I don't think you actually said.
Did we not? Our team name is Snow Slippers over here because Jeff wears his slippers in the snow.
This is insane.
And they just soaked when he gets in here.
I strongly disagree with his practice.
I agree. Lydia and Ken are birthday squad, as we mentioned, and they have 45. So we're only 10 behind, Jeff. We still have some time.
You got so distracted by your soundboard, you forgot to say your team name.
I know. I'm just too excited. There's lights. They're colorful. There's things moving on here. It's like, you know. Hard. It looks like
did you remember to hit record?
Is that the, oh, the button should be red, shouldn't it?
Are you serious?
No.
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 This is a mistake. We're sending it back. Everyone should cancel
their
Patreon.
Do we have the rights to use these sound bites?
These are all, yeah, they're royalty
free. Yeah,
they're
preloaded royalty free, yeah.
Okay.
All right. I think I'm supposed to keep asking questions, or Neil is supposed to play some sort of sound bite.
It's your turn.
Definitely your turn. Yeah, we'll approach the bench later.
I just want to reassure our listeners, this is not going to be a normal every episode occurrence with these sound bites.
Yeah, these shenanigans. This is one game only.
Yes, if I was on the board full time, not actually being on the show, then I could actually figure out what I'm pressing, what button I'm pressing. But there's no reason to do it, you know.
All right, number six, obligatory law question. How many amendments are there to the U.S. Constitution?
The amendments are my weakest point, I think. Are you guys in?
I thought behind the knee was.
Yeah, we're going to lock in over here.
All right. Let's say...
I feel like it's somewhere in the 20.
32? 29?
Sure.
29.
All right, Jeff, you were the one singing some sort of Schoolhouse Rock song over here. So what's your guess?
We said 27.
The answer is 27.
Good job, boys.
Nice job, Jeff.
Question number seven. In what year did Jeanette Rinkin become the first female member of Congress? I'll give you a four.
Four-year range.
All right. I'm pretty sure that it's earlier than Neil thinks it is, but he let me defer, so we're going to lock it in.
Yeah, like they said, I think it's way earlier than one would think or one would assume. Do you have any idea before I put any ill thoughts in your head?
I mean, not any idea that's based in any sort of knowledge.
Okay.
I was going to say like maybe like 1922. Or something.
I like that number. That's about where I was thinking. So we'll say 1922 with a four-year range.
We said 1924.
Wow. So 4 years before women could vote, the year was 1916.
I couldn't remember if it
just
was before or
just
after
outside.
By a few years. Yeah.
Question number eight. What TV show has a theme song with a line that goes... I can't do this all on my own. No, I know. I'm no Superman.
We are locked in.
I know this one as well.
Yeah, I've been binge-watched Scrubs in my day a couple times. So you agree it's Scrubs?
I do agree.
Yeah, that was the full theme song, I believe.
Yep. We said this is the Donald Faison classic, Scrubs.
The correct answer is Scrubs.
Zach Braff erasure. I won't stand for it.
I think he did it to his own career.
How dare you? He's a director.
Wow.
Right, Neil? He's a director.
He is a director.
Yeah,
that
is
correct. He only makes films, though, that are the nickname of states, though.
Yeah.
That's his claim to fame.
And they're depressing.
Isn't he basically like the Spielberg of our time, Neil?
He is the Spielberg of our time. If there was... if there was a way to make, you know, an independent movie that's very... introspective, a lot of pop music.
Zach Braff did to indie music what Steven Spielberg did to talking over one another.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd agree. I'd agree with that assessment. Yeah.
And shooting through windows.
Yeah.
And hiring John Williams.
On there? No.
I was going to say a lot of shins.
You
yeah.
You got shins on the board, Neil?
No shins, unfortunately, because the board would...
Song would change your life, Neil.
It'll explode from depressiveness. So.
I'm gonna put my earbuds inside your ears and force you to listen to the shins.
You're like Joseph Gordon-Levitt in 500 Days of Summer, just forcing people to listen to your depressing music.
That's what you got out of that movie? Okay.
He's the bad guy.
this next question makes me sad. Question number nine. Patrick Mahomes... has a ton of records, including a tie for the most yards lost in a QB sack. How big was that sack?
He just kept running backwards. That's a bad strategy.
And that is within two, you get within 2 yards.
I'm cool
that.
With that.
I think I have a decent idea. I'm pretty sure this happened during the Super Bowl, not to give anything away, but we're going to lock in with an answer.
It's okay. I didn't watch it, so. Lydia, did you watch it?
I did watch it, but I don't remember seeing this, so I apparently wasn't paying very close attention.
An abnormally large sack?
Yeah, I mean, I think...
See a doctor.
No, I saw Tom Brady.
I think... 35 yards would be pretty, that would be pretty extreme.
Yeah, that's, you, I was thinking 30? Like 32 or something like that.
30?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
We'll go 30.
I was actually in the same ballpark as Lydia. We locked in with 32.
While not the Super Bowl, points all around, 30 yards.
All right. Do you happen to know what, that was just like a random regular season game?
Yeah, I vaguely remember it was like three games before the Super Bowl because I wrote this quiz early and I still thought that we would win the Super Bowl. And then this is just a sad, sad reminder of everything I lost.
Well, speaking of I'm no Superman, I mean, he really is a Superman, but if you don't have a line to block you, you're basically mortal.
Good one, Neil. Question 10.
Matt's still waking up in a cold sweat, screaming, Trubisky!
Yeah, right.
Trubisky couldn't run 30 yards back.
Number 10. Accounting for approximately 5% of every 100 words used, or for those of you who do math, 5 of every 100, what is the most commonly used word in the English language?
I'm just going to defer to Jeff over here. We had very similar answers on our page. So whatever you think, Jeff, I am completely fine with.
Lydia.
Okay. So the two that popped into my mind were either of or the.
So I didn't have those. I had I, is, and like. Between your two, I like is or the.
Okay. I mean, I know like the most commonly used letter is E, but so that sort of pulls me towards the, but.
Okay. We could go with the.
And we locked in with I.
And the does have it.
Woo!
Great.
I'm rereading my question right now, and I'm seeing that there are 20 words in it. And of those 20 words, two of them are the.
So it's actually twice as likely in that sentence than the English language.
Well, after 10 questions in the first round, we are still losing over here at Snow Slippers. We have 65 points, and Team Birthday Squad with 75. Brian, what do you have in store for us today for the swing round?
The name of the game is Five Deep. I will list the cast member of a show that has either won or been nominated for an Emmy for Best Drama or Best Comedy. That cast member will be the fifth listed according to IMDb. You name the show for 5 points and the character name for 5 points. So, for example, if I say Jesse Tyler Ferguson, you would get 5 points for saying Modern Family and 5 points for saying Mitchell.
Okay.
Or Mitchell Pritchett.
All right.
Makes
sounds
sense.
Doable. A lot of points up for grabs here.
Yeah.
Number one, Carl Weathers. Number two, Janelle Maloney. Number three, RJ Mitty. Number four, C.S. Lee. Number five, Alicia Cuthbert. Number six, Manny Jacinto. Last name is spelled J-A-C-I-N-T-O. Number seven, Timothy Simons. Number eight, Kunal Nayar, spelled K-U-N-A-L-N-A-Y-Y-A-R. Number nine, Amanda Crew. And number 10, Peter Boyle.
All right, we will think about these answers and we'll be right back.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. On our show, we help listeners like you make the most of your finances. I sit down with NerdWallet's team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. We answer your real-world money questions and break down the latest personal finance news. The nerds will give you the clarity you need by cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. We don't promote get-rich-quick schemes or hype unrealistic side hustles. Instead, we offer practical knowledge that you can apply in your everyday life. You'll learn about strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. and you'll walk away with the confidence you need to ensure that your money is always working as hard as you are. So turn to the nerds to answer your real-world money questions and get insights that can help you make the smartest financial decisions for your life. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody shush! William Shatner has something to say.
Kat and Jethro, box of oddities.
What do you do when the woman you love dies? Well, of course you dig her up and you live with her.
Aww.
The show examines weird things.
There are plenty of old photographs from this time period of children out in the streets playing in and among the dead horse carcasses.
Oh, I miss those days. Things used to be so much simpler.
Kat and Jethro.
Then there's the urine wheel, which sounds like a really bad game show.
They've done weird things. Kat and Jethro, box of oddities. That is really mysterious.
Join Kat and Jethro Gilligan Toth for the strange, the bizarre, the unexpected, as they lift the lid and cautiously peer inside the box of oddities.
The Webby Award-winning Box of Oddities podcast from Airwave Media.
And we are back with a couple of answers. I know the other team fared a little bit better on this. We had a tough time, but let's get the questions one more time. See how it turns out.
All right, let's start with Carl Weathers. Snow slippers, what you got?
Yeah, for Carl Weathers, we knew he was on The Mandalorian, so that was our answer for that. But I don't watch the show, and Jeff saw it, but he couldn't remember what his character name is. So
yeah, I know he wears the Boba Fett armor, but he's not Boba Fett, and it's killing me.
Yeah, so we just locked in with Mandalorian.
Why didn't I think of Mandalorian? I said Arrested Development as himself.
Yeah, so the correct answer is he plays Greef Karga on The Mandalorian.
I've got some grief right now.
That's his name.
All right, number two, Birthday Squad. What do you have for Janelle Maloney?
Don't know who that is, so we said MASH.
One of Neil and my favorite shows. We said Donna from The West Wing.
It is Donna Moss from The West Wing. Number three, RJ Mitty, who you got?
We knew that was from Breaking Bad, and we weren't sure if you wanted his birth name or his adopted name, so we gave you both. We said Walt Jr. or Flynn.
Yeah, RJ Mitty, famous for playing Norm from Cheers.
Somebody's got points. And that would be Ken and Lit. No, that is definitely Walter White Jr. from Breaking Bad.
Known for always eating pancakes in the background, I believe.
Number four, C.S. Lee.
This name was driving me crazy, but I couldn't come up with it. And I just guessed Law and Order.
No, he is the very creepy tech Vince Masuka on Dexter.
That's right.
A show that had one good season and a promising second, and then fell apart.
I said no, I pictured him as like a crime scene investigation thing.
Trinity Killer. You're wrong there,
it's
Jeff.
It's fine. It's just because it's John Lithgow. Get over yourself.
Yeah, the correct answer is Vince Masuka, Dexter. Number five, and I'm very excited about this, Alicia Cuthbert.
So it's 18-year-old me.
So we think she's on 24, and we think she's the daughter of Jack Bauer. So using Jeopardy rules, we said Bauer.
Well, if it was me playing hosting the game, I'd give you points just because
we're getting
pity
annihilated.
Yeah, but no, yeah, we locked in with 24, and she would be his daughter Kim.
Yeah, and the reason I am excited about this is that Ken and Lydia get some points in this round. It is
10
Kim
points?
Bauer.
10 points.
From 24.
Yes. Jeopardy rules. 10 points.
Number six, Manny Jacinto.
Well, I got to tell you one thing. Blake Bortles rules. Because this is Jason Mendoza from The Good Place.
Yeah, we had this one. I enjoy Manny Giaquinto reacting to his thirst trap tweets.
That's really funny.
And it's a good place, and he plays Jason.
Fellas, we're all in The Good Place, because the correct answer is Jason Mendoza of The Good Place. Number seven, Timothy Simons.
I think I'm in the bad place right now. We just guessed West Wing on this one.
It's kind of funny, actually, that you guessed West Wing because the show he's on deals with a little bit of the West Wing, but more so where the vice president lives, because we said it was Veep, and he plays perpetual punching bag Jonah.
Don't worry, Veep's coming.
Coincidentally, he is the liaison of West Wing, Jonah Ryan from Veep. Number 8, Kunal Nayar.
We said Veep.
Pretty sure this is Rajesh Kuthrapali from The Big Bang Theory.
It is Rajesh Kuthrapali, Big Bang Theory.
That won an Emmy? That's a shame.
It got nominated like so many times. So, number 9, Amanda Crew.
Don't know this person, but we guessed Orange is the New Black.
And we knew this was Silicon Valley. Jeff, what was the character name?
Monica Hall.
The correct answer is Monica Hall of Silicon Valley. And the final question for this category, Peter Boyle.
This one we knew. It's Everybody Loves Raymond, and he played Frank.
For this, we think it's Frank Barone of Everyone Loves Raymond.
And the correct answer is Frank Barone of Everybody Loves Raymond.
After the swing round, it looks like Team Birthday Squad has 105 points, and taking the lead is Snow Slippers with 160.
Close game.
It all might
change. You always say this is the first time you didn't say close game.
It is, you're right.
Usually we say, oh, that was quite the swing round, but really the points changed by 10 points. That one did some damage for you.
That was a swing round.
Yeah.
That was a slaughtering.
All right, let's turn around and part number 2.
Okay, question number 1, round number 2. Everybody recalls the Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction in 2004. What two teams played in that game?
I have a guess, Jeff.
I will let you go with it.
Okay.
I'm gonna leave this one to you, Lydia. So whatever you want to say, I was just going to say the Atlanta Falcons and the Denver Broncos. So
at least okay. That's a legal Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Could be maybe the Patriots and the Titans.
Okay. Good a guess as any.
You saying Patriots now actually does kind of make me think it was possible it was the Patriots, but for some reason I had Kurt Warner in my mind, and I know they went twice with the Rams. One year they won, one they didn't, and I believe this might have been the year they didn't win, so I went the Rams and Pittsburgh.
None of that is correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it was actually the Dolphins and the Texans. No, it was the Carolina Panthers and the Patriots.
Oh. Panthers.
Yeah. And the Patriots and Titans cannot play in the Super Bowl.
You're right, yeah.
If they're at the same conference.
Yep.
We're not allowed to say Super Bowl. Technically, it's trademarked. So.
Yeah, you're going to get sued for this whole section.
We can as long as it's in the content of a question.
There you
go. But we can't discuss it.
As far as the Panthers, game. Matt, was that that wasn't Cam Newton though? Was that like Chad Henne or something?
No, Cam Newton was like still in college, not even.
Yeah, no, Cam Newton was like 7. That was Jake DeLome.
Oh, that's right, Jake DeLome. Yeah,
Jeff, I got a question for you though. So the Patriots are often abbreviated as the Pats. How do you abbreviate the Titans?
Yeah. Question number 2. Who was the highest earning comedian of 2019, the last year for which I could find data?
Okay, I think we have a good direction here on this one. We're going to lock in.
So what about Seinfeld? He might just be like living off the residuals, you know?
Oh, that's
he might still be raking it in. Plus he's got...
Or actually, is it Dave Chappelle?
It could be. It could be. And he was very active last year too, so, or 2 years ago. I like Dave Chappelle. That's a good answer.
Okay.
All right, we'll go with that.
Yep, we thought it was someone who possibly toured a lot, big arena shows, and we went with Kevin Hart.
There are points on this question. The answer is Kevin Hart.
Ah, darn.
Yeah, he would like to sell out huge arenas.
That's true.
I looked it up, and number 2 is Seinfeld. So you guys, that was...
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. We're getting there.
Question number 3. The longest reigning number 1 single in top 40 history is Despacito. Within 2 weeks, how many weeks was it number 1?
I'm fine to go with your answer, Jeff.
I was thinking it would maybe be like in the 18 to like 22 type range, but that could be way low. I'm not sure.
I agree with that. I would go on the high end of that. So let's say 22.
Okay. Sounds good.
I had the number 17 stuck in my head for some reason, so we went 17.
The answer that I have is 11.
Okay. It's way off.
Yeah, still a long time, though. Yeah.
Dang.
I think it passed One Sweet Day, right? Was that before, I think, the Boyz II Men and Mariah Carey song?
I don't know.
No one knows. Okay, moving on.
Number four. Only one person has ever been both a U.S. Chief Justice and a president. Who?
That is shockingly exactly what I thought.
All right, and I got it from a movie, so we're going to lock in.
Yeah, my suspicions were confirmed when Neil... or not confirmed, but I think he was president and then chief justice, perhaps. John Quincy Adams, does that sound right?
I'm fine with that, yeah.
I'm not positive on that, but I'm more thinking that since Neil was confident. So,
is this Amistad, Neil?
This is Amistad, where Anthony Hopkins had some great breath work, where he was doing a monologue, and he go, ha, ha, when he's talking, to be very dramatic. So, yeah, we locked in with John Quincy Adams.
You guys are making me nervous that I have the wrong answers down. I have William Howard Taft.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I think that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're right, Brian. I think we're wrong. He was a prosecutor, a defendant, you know.
Oh, that's
lawyer.
True. No, you're right. He wasn't. He was talking to the Supreme Court in Amistad. Oh,
but either way, I wasn't going to get to Taft.
No, I didn't even know Taft was a justice.
That's the educational portion of your show, guys.
Every now and again, we do say something educational.
Pretty much every time we get something wrong, it's educational for some of us.
Yeah.
Not me, clearly.
I'm learning a ton.
I refuse to learn anything else.
Question number five. Speaking of Taft, here's a tafty question. Saltwater taffy. What city was it first popularized in?
I wrote down one guess, but it is one, not a city, and two, I believe, exists in a city that's too big for this to be true, so we're going to lock in with a random guess.
Sounds like you ran into a lot of problems there.
We did.
All right. Well, all I know about saltwater taffy is I used to get it when I visited Florida. That doesn't mean it comes from Florida by any means, but that would be my only lead.
That is more than I know about saltwater taffy.
All right, let's say Miami.
Sure.
I remember the Will Smith lyrics about him talking about taffy in Miami. So initially, for some reason...
Isn't it Party on the City where the heat is on? I'm lying on the beach eating saltwater taffy till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami.
No, taffy sticks to my gums.
Okay. So I wrote down initially Coney Island, which I know is not a city, but I, for some reason, I thought taffy was huge on the boardwalk, but I knew that that couldn't be the right answer. So we just kind of picked a random city and said Pittsburgh.
Neil, you said Coney Island?
Yes.
No, you said Pittsburgh.
Well, no, I mean, I locked in with Pittsburgh.
Well, right. But yeah. Earlier you said Coney Island. What city is Coney Island in?
New York City. New York City.
Well, not quite where I was going, but the correct answer is Atlantic City.
I was thinking of Atlantic City, not Coney Island. Okay, the boardwalk.
The boardwalk.
Yeah.
Neil?
Sorry, Jeff.
It's okay.
Well, not a lot of points in that first five of the second round. It looks like Snowy Slippers picked up 10. We're at 170, and the birthday squad is still at 105. And just a quick note on the question about Despacito, which I believe is number three of this round. There is a little bit of a discrepancy if it is the Billboard Hot 100 or the Top 40. So there's a little leeway there between that and Lil Nas X's Old Town Road. So I just wanted to make a note there.
Yeah, but scores remain the same.
Yes.
Thanks for that, guys. We're going to move on to question number six. Many hotels of the Las Vegas Strip are actually in the neighboring town that houses McCarran International Airport. With what apt name?
We're locked in.
So I know there's something about Las Vegas actually being in a city called like Paradise, I think it is. So would it be Paradise?
Sure. I've been to Las Vegas once, so I went to that airport, but I do not remember where it was.
Okay.
Ken, I am so damn proud of you. Mostly because I kept telling you guys this and you kept telling me to shut up when we were in Vegas, which fair enough. But yeah, it's actually unincorporated. The city would like it back, but the county likes the tax revenue, so it never went back to the city of Vegas. But yeah, Paradise, Nevada.
Correct answer is Paradise. And on that note, we'll go to question number 7. Flag Day is only observed as a legal state holiday in one state. Which state is it?
I was hoping he would ask when it is, because it's June 14th.
Oh, wow.
But
I'm not sure if I'm impressed or confused or disappointed. But
aroused.
Or maybe. I mean, if you like flags, you like flags. I don't know.
All right. Any ideas, Lydia?
I am not amazing with flags.
Otherwise, I will also be guessing. As it turns out,
I'm pretty sure it's not Massachusetts.
Okay. Let's pick Mississippi.
I think that sounds great.
And we thought maybe they're trying to get their tourism up. We said North Dakota.
The correct answer is actually Pennsylvania. Question 8. What organization kidnapped Patty Hearst?
I know this one, actually. So we can lock in if you'd like.
Sounds good to me.
We weren't too sure on this question, but we said maybe it was a trick, and we went with the FBI.
It is a three-letter organization, and they started as the Irish Republican Army, and then they moved into helping people out with their retirement. It is IRA.
I have the Symbionese Liberation Army.
I think you're right, actually.
Ooh, motion to approach the bench and scold Ken, please.
No, you're right.
Motion
you're right.
Granted.
You're 100% right, sir.
It's just because you've been reading all these Lincoln lawyer things, isn't it?
Oh, I'm all up on the lawyer lingo now. Yeah, I love it.
Objection.
Sustained. Overruled.
I just wanted to make my IRA retirement fund joke.
Classic. Kills every time.
Worth it to get the answer wrong.
Mm-hmm. Question number 9. What is the hottest planet in our solar system?
We can lock in.
All right. So you'd think it would be Mercury because it's closest to the sun, but kind of depends on the atmosphere too. I think Venus is like incredibly inhospitable, so I would go between those two.
Yeah, I was saying I think Venus. I was going to say Venus or Jupiter, like because those are the gassy ones, right?
Jupiter is, but Venus is Terran.
Oh, maybe I actually might be a gas giant.
But I think Venus is a good guess.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah, we believe it's the result of a runaway greenhouse type effect. It's Venus.
Yeah, despite not being closest to the sun, it is Venus.
Maybe that's why all the lyrics for Bananarama make sense now. I'm your Venus, I'm your fire.
On fire is actually the original lyric.
Hmm, okay.
Is that why it's so hot in the studio?
The ad for
also?
The lady's shaver.
Is that why it's so hot in the studio as well? Runaway greenhouse effect.
That's right.
Yeah,
I actually think there's like ice on Mercury, on like the because tidally locked. So on the dark side, there's actually ice.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
And finally, question number 10: Only 2 U.S. states produce coffee. What are they?
Okay, so these guys locked in on one really quick, and they had trouble coming up with the second one. I'm in the same boat.
Okay.
So I think one is definitely Hawaii.
Okay.
And then the second one, I guess the most similar climate would probably be Florida, but I don't feel comfortable with that at all.
Yeah, I was only thinking of places that like have popular coffee chains, but I don't think that that's the right line of thinking.
Maybe they could greenhouse it in Seattle. Who knows?
Or in Massachusetts. We don't discriminate here.
No. I would say California or Florida, I guess. Okay, I don't know any coffee production in either of those states, though. Yeah, that's fine. We'll go Hawaii and Florida.
And yeah, we're pretty sure Kona coffee, that would be Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
And we had to guess something similar for climate. We said Florida.
So close, guys. Hawaii and California.
Those 50-50 toss-ups. If I won half of them, I'd be a good trivia player.
That's why I moved here. Growing my own coffee.
That's what you're growing?
I was going to say, it was coffee in air quotes when you were telling us last time.
It's legal to grow coffee here is what I meant.
After regulation, it looks like Team Birthday Squad is going into the final round with 125 points. And over here at Snow Slippers, we have 190 points to work with. Right before we get to those categories, just want to say if you'd like to join Brian and Lydia on Patreon, helping support the show, having us upgrade equipment and continually get better each week, you can join them at patreon.com/trivialitypodcast, where you can get access to hours and hours of extra bonus content, posters, stickers, boxes, and much, much more. We really appreciate all of the support we've had so far the past 4 years, and now we're on our road to 500 patrons. So if you'd like to join them, you can go to patreon.com/trivialitypodcast.
All right. Category one is going to be in literature. Number two will be in Oscars. Number three will be in film. Number four will be in music. Number five is poop.
Coop, like C-O-O-P?
No, like P-O-O-P.
Oh, poop. I'm sorry. I thought you said coop, like a nickname for like a catcher or something. So I don't know.
What?
All the wagers are now locked in. Let's hear those questions, Brian.
Question number one, literature. What is the best-selling novel of all time? Question number two, the Oscars. John Goodman was in back-to-back best pictures. Name them. Number three, film. What film was the first U.S. film to feature a toilet flushing? Number four, music. Who sings the 1958 hit song Tequila? If you would like, I could read you all of the lyrics. And number five, poop. Within 10%, how many pounds of poop does the average person yield in a year?
That's a big pound. Sorry.
All right. With that, we will consider our answers and we'll be right back. And all the answers are now locked in. Let's get the questions one more time and see if we can make a huge comeback on the Snow Slippers or whatever.
Snow Dog starring Cuba Gooding Jr.
All right. Question number one. What is the best-selling novel of all time?
Yeah, we deliberated over this one for a long time. We wagered 20 points, and eventually we settled on Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, or Philosopher's Stone, if you will.
We had a very similar conversation. It was probably the longest deliberation we had. We were actually between the final book in the Harry Potter series. I believe it's The Deathly Hallows. We weren't sure if it was that, but we had a gut feeling that it was possibly The Da Vinci Code, regardless of what your opinion of it is. So we went The Da Vinci Code by Dan Brown.
Now I'm thinking I might want to be tied up, and it might be 50 Shades of Grey, but it's too late.
So I was listening to deliberations on this, and it led to me having to double check my answers. And the answer I have is Don Quixote.
Okay.
Oh, that is right. Now that you say it out loud. Yep. Because it's been like printed a million times throughout however long it's been out.
Like 500 years.
Yeah.
Ish.
That's right. Because I think it's first and then the Bible's second, even though it's not a novel, but I think that's how it goes or something. Okay.
Question number two. John Goodman was in back-to-back best pictures. Name them.
We wagered 30 points on this one. Lydia, you want to get started? Because this was a team effort for sure.
Sure, yeah. So the one that I knew he was in was Argo.
Yep, and that led me to thinking about other best picture winners around that time, and The Artist came to mind. Two of the greatest best pictures of all time.
We also wagered 30 points on this one, and we also said Argo and The Artist.
That is correct. And just a little bonus fact, I believe John Goodman was even in some nominated films on the edges of those years as well.
Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking about Michael Stahlberg and or Stahlbard, how do you say his name?
Stahlberg, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, and three Best Picture nominees that one year.
Oh, yeah, Call Me By Your Name and
Shape of Water.
Mm-hmm. He's in a lot of great movies. Good character actor, for sure.
Yeah.
And The Post.
The Post, yes.
I was going to say, also, they very nominated Doctor Strange. Nick Clair is totally great.
Oh, he is in it. Yeah,
yeah, right. He is.
Question number three. What film was the first U.S. film to feature a toilet flushing?
This is Trivia Fodder, and we're pretty sure it is Psycho for 30 points.
We went 30 points again, and yeah, one of my favorite trivia facts, we went with Psycho.
And the answer is Psycho. Question number four. Who sings the 1958 hit song Tequila?
So I am not super confident about this, but I think that I remember hearing that this is by The Waves.
And that's for 20 points.
All right, so we wagered 30 on this one. I had to channel the back album cover of my original Jock Jams, but I think we were able
to... Tequila and Jock Jams?
It is, the first one. Volume one, baby. I believe this is The Champs.
Jeff, I'm going to be honest with you. I came into this game not loving you, but knowing that you listen to Jock Jams... it just brings joy to my heart. The answer is The Champs.
I'm glad I have a convert. This
didn't it start with like the sort of like the Bulls type you know tones, then it was like the cheerleading song. It was like be aggressive, aggressive, right?
Yeah.
Neil, I believe that was actually Jack James Volume 2. Okay.
Whichever one that I played in my kaboom box on the courts. I couldn't remember.
No, yeah, this one had like We Are the Champions and a couple other bops on there, so.
All right, it all comes down to the question.
Question number five, category poop, within 10%. How many pounds of poop does the average person yield in 1 year?
Like I say yield, like it's a product. we wagered 20 points on this. Me and Lydia had a little bit of an argument about production, but... we settled on 200 pounds.
Oh, 200 widgets, I see.
200 pounds. Jeff?
Maybe I'm really full of because for 30 points, we said 500 pounds.
Oh my God.
Sadly, no points on this question. With a range of 288 to 352 pounds, the average human yields 320 pounds of fecal matter per annual cycle.
So just under a pound a day.
My math was actually right. I wasn't confident enough, but I said, you know, take a pound a day for 365 days minus about 10% if you're not regular, and it was correct.
So yeah, was you were definitely job. Closer on that one, Ken. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I'm just a prolific.
Ken was very adamant that he poops a pound a day.
He was right.
So we're plus 30. It looks like Team Birthday Squad was not able to give a birthday present to Lydia today. They ended with 125, and today's cream of the crop with 220 points, wet, soggy, snowy slippers.
On balance, off balance, doesn't matter. I'm better than you are. Yeah.
All right. Enough of the board. Good job. Good job, guys.
Great game, everyone. Lydia, thank you very much, you know, for spending your birthday night with us. I know it wasn't, you know, a victorious birthday, but we hope that you had fun. And is there anyone you'd love to shout out? Any last words from you before we let you go tonight?
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. It was a great way to spend a birthday, even though I'm a loser, but that's okay.
Gotta take the L sometimes.
I think I would just like to shout out my two sisters, Melanie and Elena, because that's my usual trivia team when bar trivia is a thing again.
All right. Well, hello to Melanie and Elena. And Lydia did a great job, so you should be proud of her. So thank you, Lydia, for joining us and for also all that you're doing to help us fight diseases. Brian, you had a great game that you wrote today for us. Tacos and I guess poop. It covered a large spectrum, but any last words from you today?
I will say this. I have dabbled in the creation of a podcast from time to time, and what you guys do week in, week out cannot be overstated how much work it takes and the amount of effort it takes to put out such a quality product is incredible. And I'm just very thankful that you guys keep putting out quality content, and as long as you put it out, I'm happy to try to contribute a little bit to it. And I just hope other people realize how much effort it takes.
Well, thanks for that, Brian. And we do have four of us to break up the work a little bit, so that helps. But we do appreciate the compliment. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd like I'd like to file a motion here to officially designate Brian as our chief complimenter. So thank you.
Well, there it is. And also, if resolution I could just shout out passed. My wife and dogs real quick.
Yes.
Caitlin, Neville, and Bentley. I'll let you guess which are the dogs and which is my wife.
We will refrain and we'll let her talk to you about that when she listens. Well, thank you. Thank you, Brian. And thank you, Lydia. And again, thank you for being Patreon supporters. You are helping make our show possible. And as we said, if you'd like to join them, patreon.com/trivialitypodcast. We're on social media at trivialitypod for Ken, Jeff, Lydia, Brian, Matt, and myself. My name is Neil, and that was Triviality.
Do you guys think it's real, the back tattoo?
I do not think it's real.
How about you, Brian?
Once upon a time, I did. I definitely did once upon a time. And then it's just been brought up so many times, I think it's fake now.
Okay.
But with that being said, like Ben Affleck, he claims his back tat's fake. So who knows?